Okay, today's daf is Arachin, daf Chav Ches, as we continue in Perek HaMakdish Sadehu. And we continue with all the different laws of Stei Achuza and Stei Mikneh. And if the Bailim, as we know by a Stei Achuza, if the Bailim want to redeem a field, so then they have a special opportunity to be Mosif Achomesh. We discussed yesterday all the permutations of the math. The Bailim make one offer, and you have to figure out, along with the Chomesh, is their offer more than anybody else's offer? Is it equal? Is it less? So that was all the pratim that we spoke about yesterday. But the Gemara said that the Chomesh is calculated not from what the Bailim are actually going to pay, but from their original offer. And that is, as we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, if somebody else makes a larger offer, a higher offer on the principal, so then the Bailim have to pay that principal. They have to be that principal, even though they didn't offer, they have to be that principal, plus the Chomesh from their own amount, from their own amount that they offered. And the stipler, I forgot to bring it today, but the stipler said that when it comes to what they have to pay the principal, so it's a zilzal of hektish. It's not that that's really the amount that this is deemed worth, because if that's true, then you would have to give a chomesh from that amount. Really, the amount is what the Bailim offered to pay. That's what we assume. If, we'll see soon in a minute, if there's an estimation done, and really the other one's offer is the amount that they could fetch in the market, then he would have to pay that amount, then he'd have to pay a chomesh from that amount, possibly. But our case is not talking about a case where there was nishom, it was estimated by others, which we'll talk about, but it was just, you have the two offers, the Bailim pay the highest offer, plus the chomesh of their offer, right? Because those are two different mechayvim, one exactly what it's worth, and one going on the... You don't want to have any zilzal of hektish, so you have to pay the highest amount that was offered for the property. Okay, so now we continue. Says the Gemara, she'ein mosifin chomesh aliluyo, v'chulu, as the Gemara just said, because we don't pay a chomesh, he doesn't have to add on a chomesh, to the higher amount that he's paying just because somebody else made that higher claim. Amar of Chizda, lo shanu ela shalo nishom hektish begimel. When do we say this? What we just said... That the chomesh doesn't go by the higher value, where there wasn't a shuma of gimel of three people that evaluated what the hektish is worth. Aval nishom hektish begimel mosifin. But if it would have been nishom, three people would have estimated the value, and it ended up being the higher value of the other person. So then Mosifitz, then we would have to be Mosif the Chomesh onto the Iluyo, onto the higher amount, not based on just what the Bailim are offering. Rashi here says, three? Didn't we learn in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin that when you evaluate Karka you need 10? You don't need 3? Based on Psukim, it says the word Kohen a number of times, Ribu and Miei, 3 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Velo b'inan asara. Even with that, the estimation would have done with 3 and not with 10. V'yafagav deshuma dehektish bo yasara. Kedarina besanhedrin hakarkos tishav a kohen. You need 9 and a kohen. And we discussed a few weeks ago, if you remember, what about Bezdin Shakul? It's even. And the Sfasemis and others said maybe if a kohen is worth more than 1 in those contexts, whatever side the kohen's on. But what happens if it's 4 to 6 and the kohen's with the 4? Is it equal? All those interesting questions. But anyway, Rashi says, don't you need 10? So the Gemara says, no. Rashi says, Hachir Abusa Kamashmalan. It's an added chiddush. Tekivan da Amri Tlasa lo mahadrina na asara. Once you had 3, look at Chili, supposed to have 10. But if 3 estimated a higher amount, you trust them. And you make the Bailim pay the higher amount. It's good enough. It's like a lechachila b'di'eved type of halacha. Lechachila is trying to have 10. Once you have 3 and they did an estimation, and it works out in the favor of hektish, we're not going to try again. And we'll let this be. This goes, seems to go then on the list of mitzvos. It's not such a long list. The short list of mitzvos that have a lechachila b'di'eved. Usually when it comes to dinim d'oraisa, it's the Daraisa or it's not the Daraisa. You don't have lechachila b'di'evedz when it comes to mitzvos that often. Unless you have an added point of a hinder mitzvah. But separate from hinder mitzvah, just mi ikar adin. You don't have many mitzvos related to this. Rav Shechter has an article about this in one of his farm. Lechachila b'di'eved b'mitzvos. Similar to matirim. Matirim, either it's... You do it at a tevila. Tosfos says in Masechas Nida. That's what we'll get there in a couple of months. Tosfos says that... There's a lechachila way of being tovel and a b'di'evid way of being tovel? No, tevila is tevila. You either did it or you didn't do it. Pasha. So the same thing might apply by mitzvahs as well. Is there a lachat chila b'dieved? So it comes up by some mitzvahs. For example, chalitza. There are parts of chalitza, which itself might be a matir, parts of chalitza that are lachat chila and b'dieved. The Mishnayos and Yevamos discuss what about the kriya, the rakika, and the chalitza. Those are the three parts. Taking off the shoe and the spitting and the calling. The kriya. Everybody agrees the kriya, beis chalutzanal. That's not ma'akev. Everybody agrees the chalitza is ma'akev. She has to take off his shoe. What about the rakika? That's a machlokas tanoim, whether that's ma'akev or not. But if it's not ma'akev, that's another example of lachadchilo, you're supposed to do it, but the eved, you can get away without it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa also that says this. Beishamai Omrim, Mosifin, Ubeisil Omrim, Mosifin. The brisa says that Beishamai says, you Mosifin, meaning the Chomesh is calculated based on the higher amount that the Bialim have to pay. And Beisil says, no, Mosifin. Right, because the Bialim has to pay his value, the Chomesh based on what he offered. He just has to pay the other person's higher value because of his Zilzul Hakdush. So, Hechi Dami, what exactly is the case that is under discussion? E lo nishom, if there has not been evaluation, my time at the Beis Shammai. So, if it wasn't evaluated, so why does he have to pay the higher amount? It's not because it's really worth that. So, why would he have to pay the Chomesh based on the higher amount? So it must be that it was evaluated. It was evaluated, and that's how Beis Shammai could say it's really worth a higher amount, so the Bialim have to figure out the Chomesh based on the higher amount. So then, Lemar Rav Chisda, Damar ke Beis Shammai. So Rav Chisda is explaining our Mishnah. Rav Chisda is explaining our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is saying that if it's Nishom, it's Mosifin. That's only like Beis Shammai Shita. So we'd rather not say that. So La'olam de lo Nishom, really it has not been evaluated that it really is worth this higher amount. O Beis Shammai Machmirin. And Beis Shammai is machmer anyway. Once somebody else makes a higher offer, then the Bialim have to pay that higher offer and the Chomesh that is calculated from that higher offer. Beis Shammai is machmer. So what do the Achronim talk about? That if you want to get your friend in trouble, this is really a great way to get your friend in trouble. You know, he was Makdash Estechus and he made a certain offer. So you can make an offer that is higher than his offer, but not high enough that it overtakes his Karen plus Chomesh, and you'd make him pay a higher amount, and something, no sweat off your back. So some of the Chomesh talk about how we allow that to happen. Okay. It won't come up so often. You have to be Makdash Yishteyachuzah, and somebody has to know about it and do the math. Okay. Ibai Yaseima. So, first the answer is Beishamez Machmir, even though it was not Nishom. Ibai Yaseima, La Olam de Nishom. Really, it was evaluated. Isn't Rav Chisda going Beis Shammai? The Eifach, switch the sheet. There's Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Mosif. Beis Hillel is the one that says Mosif, if you did a Shuma already. And Beis Shammai says, no, he's Mako. So Gemara says, really? Felicity Gabi Kuli Beis Shammai V'chumri Beis Hillel. So why don't we put this in the list of a few cases, right, in Shas, listed in Masechta's Idios and the beginning of Beitza, they talk about it, at least according to one version, that the Kula is a Beis Shammai and the Chumri is a Beis Hillel. If it goes in that order. So the Gemara says, Allah olam de lo nishom, u beis hillel machmirin. Really, there was no shuma. Go back to the previous answer, because we'd rather not switch it. And Beis Shammai is machmir, even though it was not nishom, the chomish is figured out based on the higher value. Right? Generally, we assume Beis Hillel is meiko. There's a lot of symbolism to that. Right? There's Kabbalistic sources that say, it's not in Shas. There are Kabbalistic sources from the Arizal that the Lasa Lava will get a Paskin like Beis Shammai because it's Midas Hadin will be able to be more prevalent. Now we have to go like Midas Arachamim because we can't survive. That's why Beis Hillel is more Arachamim. That's why he's most Mako most of the time. And that follows the Rebbeim Shammai and Hillel based on the Gemara's and Shabbos Laman Aleph that discuss the Gerim, potential Gerim coming, the stories one after another. Right? Teach me all of Torah on one foot. And Beis Hillel is Makarevim, and the previous story, teach me all that. That was the famous one. The previous story, though, was also very interesting. Teach me all of Torah, Almanath, and I become the Kohen Gadol. And they go to Shammai, and Shammai's like, what are you crazy? Ger can't be the Kohen Gadol. He can't even marry a Kohenis. And the Beis Hillel says, no, please, okay, start learning. So I go start learning. And he gets up to the pasuk of Hazara Karev Yumas. Hazara Karev Yumas, he says, what does this mean? He says, well, if you're not a Kohen, you're Chayim Isa. If you're not a Kohen, I wasn't even Jewish. Forget it. He says, that's how Beis Hillel got him to, by himself, come to the realization that it wasn't realistic. Right? That's the best educational method. Instead of just telling our children or our students, you know, this is what you have to do. Once, if they could come to it themselves without our saying it, and we learned that from Hillel. We learned it from the story of Hillel being Midas HaRachamim. And of course, on that same daf, the other story of Hillel, where the guy tries to makes a bet for 400 zuz, trying to get him out of the shower. He bets that he can make Hillel angry on Erev Shabbos, and he calls him out 4 times. He asks him, you know, silly questions. Why are Babylonians' heads round, and why are African feet wide? And Hillel says, great question. Let me answer you. And 4 times, he doesn't get angry, and he gets very upset at Hillel that he couldn't make Hillel angry. And he says, Shelo yirba kamoscha b'Yisrael, Hillel. Hillel says, what can I do? I try not to get angry. Anyway, but that's all Hillel and Rachamim. And that's what we do bizman hazeh. 3 lines from the bottom. Amar Echad. Harehi sheli be'esrim v'sheish v'chulu. So if you remember the last case said if somebody offered, the original owner offered 20. So up until 25, so that was not getting to the level which the Bialim would have to pay, so therefore the Bialim pay. But what if the last case of the Mishnah, if somebody says, I offer 26. So if he offers 26, so that should be equal, right? Because the Bialim are going to have to pay 26 plus the 5. Bob's going to have to pay 20. If the Bialim want to pay 31 in a dinar, then fine, because that would be equal. And if not, he would give it to him. So the Gemara asks, what is that dinar? We already spoke about the previous case. Says the Gemara, it sounds like from the Mishnah, if the Bialim want to, then they can, but if they don't want to, then they don't have to. Amri asa gavra b'charikin, they could say, this is a person I put in my stead. I mean, he's going to give the same amount, so I don't have to do it. He's going to give 26. So if a dinar ma'avite, what's that extra dinar? It says, if he's going to give, if they say 26, if the Bialim are going to give 31 and a dinar altogether, Bialim, what's that, where does that extra dinar come in? Even if it's just 31, he should say, you know, it's your choice, because you're exactly the same as mine. So, Amar Rav Sheshes, you're right. We're not understanding correctly. Hachi Ka'amar. This is really what the Mishnah means. Imratzu Bialim Meikara, Litin Cheshbon HaMagia. If the case was originally that the Bialim's offer was that once you add on the Chomesh, you'll get to 31 and 1. So if that's what the case is, so then, hey Chidami, what would be that case? Da'amar be'esrim ve'echad, which his original offer is 21, because then the Chomesh would be 5 plus 1. 5 plus 1, and then with 26, it would be 5 plus 1. So then a Bialim Kohen, if that was his original offer with the extra dinar, and if he didn't give that extra dinar, so then it would be equal, and he could say, please, feel free, you could take it, because with my Chomesh, it would all be equal. Okay, says the Mishnah. Vayter. Machrim. So now, from now to the end of the parak, we're in a new sugya. We're in the world of, like the end of the parak, it's a blot and a half. But to the end of the parak, we're getting to the world of Cherem. Cherem simply is another way to be Makdish something. Instead of saying it goes to Hektish, or I'm Makdish this, I say I'm Machrim this. It's another mechanism that the Torah creates how one could give something to the Beis HaMikdash. There are 2 types of Charamim. And if I specify one of them, so then that's where it goes to. There's Cherem Kohanim, a Cherem that goes to the Kohanim, and that's, I want to give something to the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be Makdish something to the Kohanim. So this is the only way. If you want to give something directly to the Kohanim, besides everything else that goes to the Kohen, including Truma and Karbanas and Gezelah Ger and other items that come up, let's say I want to give something a table to the Kohanim. How do I give a table to the Kohanim? So I could give it as a Cherem. If I makdish a table, that would be better than Kabayis. But Cherem the Kohanim, so it goes to the Kohanim directly. It's subject to Me'ilah until the Kohanim take it, because it's in the world of Hektish, but right when the Kohanim get it, it's theirs. They can do whatever they want with it. That's one Cherem. Cherem of Kohanim. But the other is Cherem of Bet HaGamayis, which is just another way, another mechanism, version of being Makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash. Where does the word Cherem come from? It's called a Cherem. We know Cherem. So put somebody in Cherem. That's what we know the word from. Or Cherem in Gershem. So where does the word, how does that relate to our sugya of Cherem? So the Sefer Chinuch says, in the mitzvah of Cherem, Shin Nun Zion, 357. Yesterday, those who follow the mitzvah year, we did 253. Tattoos were yesterday. Feel free to listen. Fascinating in Yonim. So the mitzvah Shin Nun Zion, all the way at the end of B'chukh Kosai, the Sefer Chinuch says, there's a mitzvah, Ladun B'dinei Charamim, to be done Charamim, if somebody is Machrim. Klomar, shekol mi shehechrim davar minachas of stam. If somebody is machrim something, so if somebody, we just mentioned there are two types of charamim. There is a machlokas, which we'll get to a little bit later. If somebody just says cherim, so what do we assume they mean? Which one? So that's a machlokas tanoim. Stam charamim, which one is it? So we'll see. But the chinuch says, shekol mi shehechrim davar minachas of stam, kagon, shomar, davar ploni mimashi yesh liye cherim, sheinazi, also davar lakawin. Goes to the Kohen. He's of the opinion he follows Stam Charamim L'Kohanim. That's what he says. The Sefer Chinuch says. But he says, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the shorsh behind the mitzvah? What does the word Cherem mean? So he says, Jews are blessed, and Cherem means cursed. Lefi she Yisrael hu ha'am asher bachar akel mikol asher ha'amim. Sharam and Lavodaso. Ulakishmo. The Jewish people are the ones that God chose. We chose him, and he chose us. Right? We said Nasav and Ishma, this week's Parsha. And he chose us. Vis only skula mikol ha'amim. This week's parsha, Erev Shabbos. V'heim einam tachas memshales mazalos asher cholak Hashem l'chol shara amim. They, the Jewish people, are not under mazalos. We have direct hashgacha, like the Ramban says in Parshas Toldos and in Parshas Achremos. We have direct hashgacha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No intermediaries. Aval heim tachas yodosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mibeli emsos malachu mazal. Ukamosh HaKasal, like it says at the end of the Torah. Ki chelak Hashem amo. Chelek Hashem is Amo, Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso. Ukomo shatamotzi kishegala mimitzrayim, shohaya neis kolel kol ha'uma, shehu ba'atzmo ubechvodo hotziya misham, lachazal darshin, v'yavarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, ani lo malach, yikizik obachar, ani v'lo saraf, kamo shababa hagada. V'lachain, chachayim lefnei achag. L'chein, b'chol eis heyos Yisrael machzikim b'saraso mis'atr b'avodaso, so as long as we are following the Torah, lo tanuach b'hem rak tova, v'shefa bracha, v'ruach nediva, v'tahora tismachim. Everything about us is bracha. V'hahefich, the opposite of this is hi ha-me'era v'hacherem al oyveihem v'sonehem. And the curse and the negative is on their enemies. We might not see that bizman hazeh, but they're getting it. We're getting our due in this world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us everything in the next world. So therefore, says the Chinuch, now we get to the punchline, Ki yiksa ruach echad mehem, when somebody is ksa ruachs, v'yotzi mi piv lashon klala v'cherim, and they express a lashon of klala, cherim on my property. You know what they're saying? This property is cursed, and therefore cannot be by me, because I'm baruch. Right? Like the contrast of Eliezer and Yitzchak and Avraham. Kalala and Baruch. So already say Cherem, they're cursing their property, so to speak, saying this must be distanced from me. And you're not giving it to anybody, so who are you giving it to? So Mustafa, you're giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's cursed from me. It's not cursed inherently. It's cursed from me. And therefore, I have to give it away. That's the focus of Cherem. She'ef shalolo tzio mirushus ha-mevorach l'rushus acher l'fisha kolashol Yisrael shem chelak Hashem lo yihu. Everything that's Jewish. And therefore, avo mikal makom achar she'adanu be'emes ki kavanas ha-machrim l'hotzio so never mirushuso. You want to get rid of it somehow. Ra'ui l'hashlim chefso v'yashuv b'rushus adonav. So interesting, we'll get back to this hopefully later. Is the Iker of Cherem getting it out of your Rishus or getting it into Rishus of Hekdesh? It could be. That's a difference in Lumdus, in the mechanism of Cherem and Hakdasha. Hakdasha, the focus is Nichnas, they both end up in a Hekdesh. But what's the focus? Cherem might be Yitzia Me Rishusi. Hekdesh might be Nichnas to Rishus Hekdesh. That might be a difference in emphasis in how it is working. So we will see if we get... if we get back to that. Okay, says the Gemara now. Says the Mishnah. So Machrim... I forgot to mention. So how does this relate to putting somebody in Cherem? Or Cherem Abedo Gershem? Because that's what it means. When I put somebody in Cherem, there's a curse on them unless they do tshuva from the reason that they're in Cherem. Cherem Abedo Gershem. Rav Shachter always likes to say. Cherem Abedo Gershem was Machadesh that you can't open other people's mail. What, before that you could open other people's mail, and now you can. Rav Chaim was Machadish, you shouldn't have two wives. What, it was a great idea to have two wives beforehand? No, they're going to cause problems. The Mishnah called them Tzoris. Tzoris Elazeh. Right, or divorcing your wife, Bab Karcha. No, all these were halachas even beforehand. You know, Rabbi Gershom was Machadish? Cherem. You have a curse on you, a person to drop dead if they don't do tshuva. That's what Cherem, Rabbi Gershom. They add that point. Cherem, he's a Cherem on him. That's the connection to this Cherem. Cherem means cursed. Cherem means the Cherem means the same thing in Maseches Moed Katan, and a Cherem Abedo Gershom, and here, all means the same thing. Okay, says the Mishnah. Machrim adam mitzono umi bekaro umi avado umi shifchosav haknanim. A person can give a cherim from all of these items, said the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, all of these items, you can be machrim, or from your sheep, and your cattle, your servants, umi steachuzaso, and even from your steachuza. The im, hechrim. It's mashma from here, achrona point out, even animals that are tmimim. Interesting, because you can't be makdish a tamim lebedek abayis. That automatically we say becomes mizbeach, but you can be machrim. So one of the achronim say maybe the point of how that could work is because cherim is focused on yitzia mirushusi and not nichnas lirushus hektish, and therefore even by a tamim it could work. Says the Gemara, v'im hechrim, says the Mishnah, v'im hechrim, es kulam einem muchramim, divrei Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says, you're allowed to be machrim, but you can't give all of a type of your possessions to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the type? All your animals. If you can give all your animals as a cherim, it doesn't work. Because that's the din. Cherim has to be something left for you. Lomadar adom et truma. You can't give truma to your entire field, because by definition, it has to be shirayim, shirani karim. If you give your whole field, it doesn't work. Amr Abelazar ben Azariah, ma im legavoa, eight adam rasha lachrim kol nachasav. If you can't give everything to Hektish, alachas kav avakamashi adam chasal nachasav. So surely you should be careful with your own possessions, and you shouldn't waste your possessions and give it all away, even for good reasons. You should give it all away because chayecha kodmin. Is there a machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Tanakama? We'll see in the Gemara. First, though, what's the source of this? We know any meili the Tana Rabbanan. Mikol Asher. How do you know you're supposed to give everything? Mikol Asher lo. Velo kol Asher lo. Me, the mem, is from something that's yours, not everything. Me Adam, velo kol Adam. Me behema, velo kol behema. Me seachuza, velo kol seachuza. So you can give only part of these items, but not all of these items. Yachol. Lo yachrim im hechrim yimachramim. You might think this is only a din lechad chila, but the evidence, if you did it, it works. Tabalomar ach. Divir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a din leikuva. You can't give everything, a whole type of item, to the Beis HaMikdash. And if you try, it doesn't work.
If you only have one of an item.
Good question. If you only have one of an item, probably you cannot give it, because that's all. That's all your, that's the, your whole type. So lechor, you cannot give it. Unless you want to give part of the item. Amar Blazer, just finishing the Brisa, then we'll make a comment. Amar Blazer ben Azariah, Ma im legavoa ein adam rashoi lahachrim kol nechasav, alachas kabav akama, she adam chas al nechasav. Okay, so the same conversation as the Mishnah is brought in the Brisa. Period. Vitzricha, and we need to say this halacha by all of these items. You can only give some and not all. You know, let's do this first, and then we'll get back to the comment. If you just saw, the Torah only tells the first phrase, you could give from everything of yours, but not specifying. Hava amina, I would have thought called the islay lo lachrim avol min echad lichrame kule. I might have thought that just means you can't give all of your possessions, but you can give a whole type of your possessions. Don't give me kol ashelo, but maybe one whole type would be good enough. Because Rachmana may Adam alo kol Adam. That's why you have the next phrase to say that no, even one type, even Adam, meaning your shvachus. Because Rachmana may Adam, and if you only had that, to lo sagile below avoda. Maybe there, because the Torah is warning you, you need help in the house. If you don't have any shivchas and avadim, that's why the Torah is out for your watch, out for your benefit. Avol sada sagile bidistorin. But by a field, you can make do without a field. Rashi's distorin is sharecropping. So therefore, Rashi says, "Aris la'cherim." So you can get by without a field. You do somebody else's field. So that's why I might have thought that by a field, you can't give your entire field to a cherim. Kamash one, you can't. Look at the side. The iash me'inan sadeh mishum dechiyusa. By a field, maybe you can't give it because you really need the field to live, the produce. Aval adam sagile b'shama ba'alma. But by an adam, you don't need full-time help. Just have a helper that comes every once in a while. You don't need one full-time. That's why I wouldn't have thought that. V'yishman and Hani Tarti, back to the Gemara. And if you would have only had these two, Adam and Sadeh, Mishum Tahacha Chiyusa V'achi Chiyusa, you both really need them to live. You need help in the house and you need produce. Avo Metaltalin Rechreminu Kulu. So that's why, but by Metaltalin, you other movable items, you would be able to give them all away, one type. Srichi. That's why you need all the Pesukim to teach me. You can't give any of one type away. Can't give any one type away. V finishing up. Behema lamali. Mi behema lamali. So what about the last one? You can't give away behema. Liki detanya. Yachol yachrim adam bino ubito. Avdo v'shivcha so ha'ivrim. You might think you could give bimachrim your children. Bino ubito. And your Jewish slaves. Avdo v'shivcha so ha'ivrim. V'stei miknaso. And your whole stay mikra. Tavolomar behema. Ma behema yeshlo rishus lamochra. Of course, yeshlo rishus lamochra. Just like behema you can sell, so do by anything that you have rishus to sell. Right? You can't sell your son. Right? So that's why you wouldn't be able to be makram your son. Only something that you could sell could you give a chayrim to. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Halo bito ktana yeshlo rishus lamochra. You could sell bito ktana. Right? Yiyud, shifchus. You might think you can be makram her. Tavolomar behema, ma behema yeshlo rishus lamochra laolam. Of course, yeshlo rishus lamochra laolam forever. And we know the halachas beginning in parts of mishpatim can only sell one's daughter by bekatnusa. Once she becomes 12, then she goes free, so she can't sell her forever. And therefore, it is not allowed. One is not allowed to be makram her either. We mentioned in the past the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the money HaMitzvahs, that this is a chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if a person can't support their daughter. They arrange a financial arrangement with someone else to take care of their daughter. Right? It's not the hard manual labor. They have to marry them. So it's not something that, you know, we can't fathom that age because we just get married later. Period. One ha'ara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, which some might be familiar with. Kuf Chav Zayin. That's the Dan Lekav Schus stories. Remember those stories? Somebody says, there's one story. There's a worker. There was a worker that was going home on Erev Yom Kippur. He was going home. He's been working for a while. He says to his employer, could I please have some money? I need to go home. So his employer says, sorry, I don't have any. Ainli mos. Amar lo, tainli pick up some fruit at least? Ainli peiros? No, I'm sorry, I don't have any fruit. Even though he sees a sprawling, you know, acreage of fruit. Tainli karka? No, ainli, sorry. Tainli behema? Ainli. Tainli karmic sasos? How about a pillow? Blanket? Ainli, sorry. He says, okay. Hifshol kelov lacho, everybody goes home. Goes home. So after yantif, noto balabayis charo biyado v'imo masu gibel chamarim. He goes, balabayis goes and finds the worker and pays him. He carries 3 donkey loads, one full of food, one full of drink, one full of delicacies. Falach lo beso. And he goes to the worker and he brings him food and they have a big meal, and afterwards he says, "Nu, what do you think when I said I don't have anything? What were you thinking? Tell me the truth." So he says, "Bishash amartali, tainli schari, v'amarti inli mos, mamachashatani, what were you choshein me?" So he says, I thought maybe you invested all of your money and you had no liquid assets. So he says, and when I said I don't have any animals, what do you think of all my farms? I thought you sharecropped, that you were renting them out and you didn't have any available. And when I said I don't have any karka, what were you thinking me? So he says, I thought they were sharecropped out. So when I said, how many fruit, what were you thinking me? Maybe I thought that you didn't take off Shumas and Maestros yet. And when I said, I don't even have pillows, what were you thinking? I thought you were Makdash all your Nechasav to Shamayim. And he says, Ha'avoda Kachaya is exactly what I did. I gave everything away. I gave everything away. Why? Because, why? Bishvil Herkinis Bini, Shalom Asak B'Torah. And when I came to my friends, they said, you shouldn't do that. Because you never know, maybe your son's going to come back on the derech. So they were matir my by neder. But what does the Gemara say? He gave everything away to Mikdash. Our Gemara says, you can't do that. Gemara says, you can't do that. So one says, maybe that was the hatara that they found. I went to my friends. He tirule kol vidarai. Maybe that was the heter. You can't give everything. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara explains that Gemara. You read that Gemara, you don't think about the halachic parts of it. That's the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Elazar ben Azariah, Im l'gavoa in adam rashoi v'chulu. Elazar ben Azariah says, if l'gavoa you can't give, so you should really take care that you don't give that to other sources as well. Amar, says the Gemara, Hayinu Tadakama. Is there a machlokas here? Sounds like it's the same shita. He's not arguing, he's just adding. He's saying, yeah, this is true by hektish, it's true by surely by other contexts. So Gemara answers, he can be nayu, derev Ela, derebi Ela. The nafkamina is Rebbe Ela. Dom Rebbe Ela, Beusha is kinu, takana susha. After the base of the Sanhedrin left left Yerushalayim, they went to Yavne, and then they went up north to a couple of stops. One of them was Usha, and they made takanas there in Usha. One of them was Hiskinu, Hamavazbezo, Yavazbez Yosem Yechomash. You can't give more than a fifth of one's possessions, 20%, for Bizbuz. Right? So the question is, do we hold like Rebbe Ela or not? Rabbi Elazar ben Azai says you can't give. You can't give. The Tanakhama says maybe you're allowed to give more than a chomish, just not being mevazbe is all of it. Okay, so that might be a nafkamina. Somebody wanted to give, and Rav Sheva didn't let him. Rav Sheva was the one that wanted to give, and Rabbi Akiva didn't let him. Good. There is two ha'aras here. One is a small ha'ara, and that is, it's interesting that the Gemara assumes that there's a machlokas here. What would make me think that there's no machlokas? What does it say in the Mishnah? Amar Blaz Ben Azariah. Doesn't say Blaz Ben Azariah Omer. So, interesting, the Gemara assumes, right? We usually, you know, are Medaik in the Lashon, whenever there's a Machlokas, that's our Rabbi Yishmael Omer Vart, right? What does it sound, why isn't it Amar Rabbi Yishmael? Because there's no Machlokas there. What's Rabbi Yishmael Omer? So here too, Lachara, you read the Mishnah, okay, there's no Machlokas. But for some reason, the Gemara is not Medaik in the Lashon. Just the Ha'ara. Number two is Hamavazbez. Hamavazbez, Havazbez, Yosef Michomesh. Would it be chal? Maybe it would be chal. You just shouldn't do it. I think it would be chal. But you just, whether this is good advice or not, that's the machlokas tanoim. The Ramah quotes this. Ramah quotes this halacha in Arachayim, where by buying an esrog, says the Ramah. First, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to be mosif ad shlish. Mitzvah to give a little extra to get a fancy esrog. Ramah umi she'ein lo esrog o shar mitzvah overes. Ain sarach levazbez alea hon rav kemosha amru hamavazbez ayavazbez yosim chomesh afilu mitzvah overis. So first, what's important is that the Ramah here is quoting the Rosh of Bnei Yeruchim, that this principle applies to mitzvahs, not just to tzedakah. Applies to mitzvos, not to spend too much, not too much, but chomesh 20%, not to spend a chomesh. And then the Ramah adds the important ha'ara from the Chuvas Arashba, the dafka mitzvahs asay. The only limit that we have are mitzvahs asay. Alva mitzvahs los asay, yitain komamono kodem shiyavar. But we have to give away all of our money, not to violate. We have to loop. Somebody has to work on Shabbos. They have to give up their job. Why? Because you have to give away all your money, not to work on Shabbos. I am a vazbeis. No, it only applies to mitzvahs asay. When it comes to mitzvahs los asay, there is no limit. Mishnah Brura, debito asehu b'minia milakayim veina osa shum maisa neged ratzon Hashem yisbarach. It's shev al tasa. Mashaki belos asehim yavar. Los asehs are worse. You have to give away all your money because they're actively going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That just lends itself to the question of the prima gadim, which is dealt with. There's 8 pages in the Sechemed on this. Sechemed in, this was the 1800s Encyclopedia Talmudis. Right, he was the one that did it first. Hela Gimel, page 308, 309. What about if you have a losase that's shev al tase? You have to give away all your money for a passive losase, right? For losam or adam reyecha. How do you violate? By not doing something. How do you violate the iser of having chametz in your house by Rabbi Matzi? By not doing something. So there are averus of the iser of, you know, that we do passively for various other ones as well. So here too. So what do we say by a passive losase? Is the ikur chilek active passive, or is it asay lo asay? So he goes back and forth in this discussion. It's interesting, what's the source for giving away all your money? So is this a din daraisa? It's to give away all your money? So the Lavush quotes, b'chol ma'odecha. B'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha, to give away all your money. That pasuk is only by avodah zarah. Rav yahatos Hashem alokecha. So it's extended. The Lavush is extended. That's what he quotes here in the Stichem, and at least one of the sources that's quoted is this. Is this halach? Is this makar? The other issue that's discussed here, 8 pages later, and when you have another 8 pages on this, is what about a losa say iser drabanan? You have to give away all your money to not violate the iser drabanan. And he quotes Svarim, if somebody is ma'anis, a person to drink stam yenam shalakum. So you have to give away all one's money to drink, iser drabanan, wine. Okay, so these are the discussions of, hopefully it should never come up, how much one has to give away one's money. There are those that say the Chacham Sadam says it doesn't apply to an usher muflag. If somebody's an usher muflag and he wants to give more than 20% and it's not going to make a dent in the wallet, so then the Chacham Sadam says that would be okay too. And another limit, the Shita Bekubetzes in Ksubis Daf Nun, where this Gemara also comes up, the Shita says to give more than 20% for Hachzokas Torah, that also might be an exception. Only for other mitzvahs, but to support learning Torah, maybe supporting somebody else's children, tuition, whatever it is, supporting Torah, besides just supporting an older Lom de Torah, so that's different. And the svar I saw by one of the mentioned could be is that because when I support Torah, it's like Yisachar Zvul, and I'm getting the schar too. So it's a different kind of, it's not just giving away my money, that's me. So therefore, it could work in my benefit, and that's why one will be able to break this rule for Hachzakas Torah. Good. Says the Mishnah, Hamachrim bino ubito, the abda v'shivchaso ha'ivrim, v'stei meknaso. As we said in the Brisa, if somebody wants to be machrim, these people, ain machrim, ain muchramim, it doesn't work. Or stei mikne, right? Stei mikne also doesn't work. Why? She not the machrim, the v'shina shalo. It's not yours. These children are not owned by you. Your Jewish servants are not owned, they work for you, they're not owned by you, and your stei mikne is not owned by you. So you can't give it as a chayrim. Hakonim v'alavim ain machrimim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kohanim Leviim cannot be machrim. We'll see why. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hakonim ain machrimin, Shacharim Shalahem. Kohanim cannot be machrim because Chayrim goes to them. So what are they going to be machrim and then keep it? They're Zochit. Leviim machrimin. Leviim can, Shein Hacharim Shalahem. So Rabbi Yehuda says, neither. Rabbi Shimon is a chilek. Amar Rabbi, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Bikarkaos, Shene'emar. I like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that. Who? That Leviim cannot be machrim. Shenemar, ki achuzas olam hilohem. Because it says by Ari Leviim that it has to remain theirs. So it makes sense that Leviim cannot be machrim because then it might end up going to someone else. Divrei Reb Shimon, b'metaltalin shein achrim shalohem. But when it comes to metaltalin, I agree with Reb Shimon that Leviim can be machrim. So three shitas. Reb Yehuda, what's the svara of Reb Yehuda? Why does he say even Leviim cannot be machrim anything? Bish, lama kohanim machrim in shacharim shalahem. The svara for kohanim, I understand. Ela Leviim, bish lama mi karkoi lo machrimi, by Leviim cannot, dechsev ki achuzas olam hi lahem. Ela metaltali lichrimi, but why can't kohanim be machrim metaltalin? I'm sorry, Leviim, why can't Leviim be machrim metaltalin? Amar kra, mi kala shalo, umisteachuzaso. They have a hekish. Makish betaltal lekarkos. In the pasuk, they're all put together, so we compare it to the sada. For Rabbi Shimon, what Rabbi Shimon who allows Leviim to be machrim? Bishlama kohanim kida amrin. El Leviim, but Leviim, bishlama metaltalin. I understand they can't lachrim to la makish. El mikarkoya mai, haksiv achuzas olam hilahem. They shouldn't be able to be machrim. So why does Rabbi Shimon allow it? So Gemara answers, you're right, my machrim enami dekamer metaltalin. You're right, Rabbi Shimon didn't mean across the board. Shimon meant that Leviim can only be machrim metaltalin. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Fami dektani seifo, look at the next line. The next line said, I'm a Rebbe. Nivrin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'mekarkoi, but divrei Rabbi Shimon b'metaltalin. Rebbe picks and chooses, mechad Rabbi Shimon b'mekarkoi nami kamar. It's much like Rabbi Shimon himself says his shita across the board. Rebbe holds like him part way. But Rabbi Shimon himself says it across the board. So Gemara says, no, hafi karma, this is what the Mishnah means. Amar Rebbe, nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda l'Reb Shimon b'karkos. What Rebbe is saying is that he's modifying Reb Shimon Shita. He's saying Reb Shimon agrees to Rebbe Yehuda b'karka. Sha'af Reb Shimon lo nechlak olav elav b'taltalin. Avo b'karkos modele. But he admits by karka. So it's not that Rebbe agrees with them, but Rebbe is saying that Rebbe Yehuda's words are nearer to Reb Shimon when it comes to karka. So there's less of a machlokas than we thought. Good. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, hechrim metaltalin, nos on the kol koin sheyirtseh. Let's see a machrim metaltalin. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is about to say, three statements. If a machrim metaltalin, I can give it to any koin I want. Any koin. Shenemar, kol chayrim bi Yisrael, lecha yihiyah. Any chayrim goes to you. You, Hashem is talking to Aaron a koin, so you, any of your descendants. So chayrim and metaltalin go to anybody. Tosa says in the bottom of Amud Aleph, it's like truma. You give truma to whoever you want. So chayrim of kohanim, you could say, it's not connected directly to Beis HaMikdash. It's going to go straight to the kohanim. So Tosa says, just like truma, you could choose who you want to give to. So do here. So too says, misvara, kamo truma, shows the kol kohen, vizrach lina lakot shavoso mishmar. You don't have to give it to the like a carbon. You have to give it to the mishmar that's working in the Beis HaMikdash that week. No. So we give to whoever you want. So to the chayrim of the kohanim, you can give to whoever you want. That's metaltalin. Hechrim sadosav, nos on the koin shabosa mishmar. But when it comes to fields, you have to give it to the kohen in that mishmar. Why? Shenemar. It says, kistei hachayrim lakohen tiyachuzaso. Vigomar lakohen. Lakohen mi gezel hager. Because by a field, it uses the word lakohen, and we have a gzera shava to gezel hager. If I steal from a ger and he dies and he has no relatives, who do I pay back to? If I didn't pay back before that, to the Kohanim, special din, Gezel HaGer. The Hasami Nolan, and how do I know by Gezel HaGer goes then? Tanya Lashem, says it Naso, Lashem LaKohen, Kina'o Hashem, Vinasano LaKohen Shemosha Mishmar. So Gezel HaGer goes to the Kohen, so we compare Machrim Sadeh to Gezel HaGer. That's why it has to go to the Mishmar, to the Kohen in that Mishmar. Ata Omer LaKohen Shemosha Mishmar, O Eno Elo LaKohen Shemosha Yirtzeh, by Gezel HaGer, you have to give it to the Kohen. How do you know that Mishmar or any? Kshu Omer, Milvad Ela Kippurim, Ashi Chaper Bo'olav, when it says, give it to the one that did your Kapara, Hare Bekoin Shabosa Mishmar Kazam Adaber. So you know it's talking about the coin in that Mishmar. He was the one that brought your carbon on your behalf for your Avera, so that's why you give it to him. And then we have Xer Shabbat to stay Achuza. So what did he say so far? Rav Chiya Bar Avin said, if you're Machrim Metazalin, if you're Machrim Sados, third statement of Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Sade Hayotza Lakon in Biyovel, Nosa Lemishmar Shapagabo Yovel. A field that goes to the Kohanim in Yovel, right? We haven't focused, we haven't said this din yet in this Masechta, right? A field that's going to go to the Kohanim, who gets it? Right? It goes out by Yovel. So it goes to that Mishmar. Nosa Lemishmar Shepagabo Yovel. What does that mean? We'll see. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur of Yovel is when the din, the halacha of Chazaras Sados, Hachzaras Sados. So whenever, whoever is Mishmar is that day, that day of Yom Kippur, so that's who gets the field. That's pretty good, right? You want to work on that Mishmar. Iboy Lahu. Pog up. Sorry?
Didn't they all work on Yom
Kippur? Worked on the Chagim. What about Yom Kippur? Worked on the Chagim. Yom Kippur is not. Iboy, basically, the Kohen Gadol worked on Yom Kippur. Iboy Lahu. Pog abo. B'Shabbos Mai. What about if it was on Shabbos? Pagabo b'Shabbos Mai, Amar b'Chiya Bar. What's the Shabbos? Because the Mishmar switched that day, right? So who gets it? Which one? So Amar b'Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei Dechulfana Notzal Mishmar Yotze. You give it to the one that's leaving. Why? Rashi explains because you go by the beginning of Yovel, beginning of Yom Kippur. That's at night. So that's why it goes to the previous one. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tanya Miach. You also have a brisa that supports this. That it goes by the earlier one. Nim says Ata Omer because the brisa. So Medrash says, Echad Yovav, Echad Shvias B'Shamtid Ke'echad. Shvias, you can have a time that Shemitah and Yovel are going to be Mishami together. What does it mean Mishami? Yovel is going to, all the fields are going to go back, and Shvias, Shemitah's Ksafim. All the monies are going to be voided, all of the debts. So that can happen at the same day. It could happen the same day. But it's just that Yovel is at the beginning of Yovel, right? The Yom Kippur of Yovel. And Shemitah is Meshametas Pasof. So Gemara says, what's the Ella? Adarabah. Mishum Hachiyaveh. What do you mean, but? That's exactly why it works out. Because Shemitah is at the end and Yovel is at the beginning. So Gemara says, you're right. Ema Mipnei Sha Yovel Vachulu. Mipnei Sha Yovel. Because Yovel, it works at the same time. So Gemara says, 1 second. We're still 10 days off. Still 10 days off. When does Shemitah Mishami? Leil Rosh Hashanah of year of the end of Shemitah. And Yovel's Yom Kippur. So Bishlama Shviyas Bisofa Dichsim Miket Sheva Shanim Tasa Shemitah. We know that Shviyas is Mishami. That's why Prizbols are written at the end of Shemitah. Ela Yovel Bitchilaso. B'Yom HaKippurimu. Dichsim B'Yom HaKippurim Tav Yerushalva B'chol HaRetzachem. That's when the halachas kick in. So Gemara answers, no Hamani, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan, and Brokahu. It's Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar, me Rosh Hashanah, who dechayel Yovel. Because he says it's from Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean it's from Rosh Hashanah? So if you look back in Rosh Hashanah, last time we spoke about this, Rosh Hashanah daf, where's my Rosh Hashanah? I thought I brought one. Yes. You look at Rosh Hashanah, daf Chesem Abeis, the Gemara says they are fascinating Shita. Rabbi Yochanan, Broka says there's a limbo period at the beginning of Yovel. He says, May Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, Lo hayu avadim niftarim labateihem, avadim don't go home yet, v'lo mishtavdim ladoneihem, but they're still not working. Ela ochlin vishosin usmechim, v'atroseihem birasheihem, kivan sheyogiel Yom HaKippurim, and once Yom Kippur comes, taku, they're relaxing for 10 days. Once Yom Kippur comes, and they're relaxing for Aser Simei Tshuva. And then, taku bezim b'shofar, niftar avadim labateihem, v'sadas chozos labaleihem. Very interesting. It's a limbo period. So what is the real, what's the function of those days? Is it really a din of Rosh Hashanah or a din of Yom Kippur? And if it's din of Rosh Hashanah, so why can't they go home for 10 days? And if it's really Yom Kippur, so what happens before? Why do they stop working? So the Achronim discuss, what exactly is the Shita in Lamdus? What is the Iker day? But either way, that's what this Gemara is assuming, the real day is the first day. Okay, that's how Rosh Hashanah, Shemitah's Ksafim of Shemitah and Shemitah's Karka of where the Chazaras Karka of Yovel could fall out on the same day. Good. Says the Gemara. Shama Chizkiah bar Bilutu. Chizkiah bar Bilutu heard this. V'azolak Amar Kamed Rabbi Avahu. And he said in front of Rabbi Avahu, V'lekish mitazin l'karkos. And Rabbi Avahu asked, we have this whole chiluk of metalton and karka, according to Rav Chiya bar Avin, so why don't we just compare them also? Compare metalton to karka also, and say metalton have to go to the mishmar of that day. So the Gemara says, Lav tanoihi! It's a machlokas tanoim! Tika the makish, we get the lo makish, command bar lo makshinon, and Rav Chiya bar Avin holds like the one that is not makish. Fine. A lot to talk about by Prizbal and Shemitah's karka, but not for now. Says the Mishnah, Char mekonim in pot lehem pidyom. Char mikonim, if I give a chayim to a kohen, it doesn't have to be nifte. You don't have to redeem it. Ela nosnim lakohanim ketruma. It goes straight to the kohanim. That's it. It goes straight to the kohanim like truma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, stam charamim lebedek habayis. Stam charamim is lebedek habayis. If I don't specify which chayim, so Tanakama says, bedek habayis. Shenemar kol chayim kodesh kadashim hu l'ashem. Vachachamim omrim, stam charamim lekohanim. The Chacham say, no, Stam Charamim, go to the Kohanim. Shenemar, Kastei Acherim, Makohen Tiyachuz Aso. Imkein Lama Nemar, Kol Cherim, Kol Yikoshim, Ula Hashem. What does he do with the Tanakamas Pasuk? Shechal, Al Kachim, Kachim, Al Kachim, Kalim. It's just to teach me that a Cherim can be Chal on Karbanos. On Kachim, Kachim, and Kachim, Kalim. How does that work? As follows. Machrim, Adam, Es Kadoshav, Bein Kachim, Kachim, Bein Kachim, Kalim. A person can be Machrim, their Karbanos. What does that mean? What do you do? So, im neder, let's say I have a carbon in front of me. Im neder, let's say I meet the carbon as a neder, meaning hare alai, which means that if something happens to this carbon, I am fully responsible to substitute. So in that case, if I machrim my neder carbon, nosin demeim, I have to pay in full. That's my cherem. I have to give the same exact amount to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Kohanim. Vim nedava, but if it's a nedava carbon, hare zu, so that if it's lost, I'm not going to be chayef. So it's not worth the total value to me. So what do I have to do? No sin is tovason. How much would I pay to have this carbon sacrificed for me? Tovasana. So tovasana, Rashi says in the second line. Tovasana, sheish lo bayitin lakoin. The tovasana, how much a person would give to have this brought on his behalf, even if he's not chayef to. Okay, so it's a little less. Shor ze ola. So here is an example. This shor is an ola. Omdim kama adam rotsa litim b'shar zeh lahalosa ola ava b'shena rashoi. If I say shar zeh ola, I use lashem nedava. How much would I want this shar brought on my behalf, even though I'm not chayiv? Here rashoi means chayiv. Tosas, look at Tosas points out when you have the word rashoi meaning chayiv in shas. But that is an example. What about bechor? Last line. A bechor bein tam bein balmum machrim enoso. A bechor also can be hukram. If I have a bechor behema tahora. Kate said potent or so. So what do I do there? What do I do there? Because this is even less than nedava. What do we have so far? A nether is worth full to me. A nedava is less. Here, I have to give it to the Kohen. It's even worth less to me. So, omdim, kamadam rota litin, bebechor zeh, litzno leben bito leben achoso. How much would I want to pay for this to give this to my relative Kohen? But I can't be a Kohen. It can't be I'm a Kohen, because Rashi and Tosfos say, because then it'll appear a Kohen is not allowed to pay for a matnas kahuna. That's nira kimisayeya bebeis agronas. So, let's say I'm a Yisrael, but my daughter married a Kohen. So I'm going to give it to my grandchildren. How much would I want to pay for that? Which is a less value, lesser of a value than even stam and adava, which I would be getting the benefit. So three levels. Hey, one can be machrim, a carbon, an animal, whether it's kache kachim or whether it's kache kalm. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue on Sunday with the last perek in Maseches Arachin, the last couple of daf, next week. Okay, we'll stop here.